Over the last few months, weeks, days, hours, you might have heard of a certain movie that is in theaters this weekend.
I give to you the Black Panther.
Black Panther is the latest offering from Marvel and Disney. If you don't already know the story, a quick synopsis. It's about T'Challa, the Black Panther and King of Wakanda. Wakanda is a technologically advanced African country. It sits upon a rich deposit of the metal vibranium, the strongest substance in the Marvel world. Now, when you see the movie, and a lot of you will, you'll notice quickly how Wakanda looks like the future, with healing tables and hovercraft all powered by vibranium. If you look at the costumes, you can see a future that is grounded in the past. Designer Ruth E. Carter pulled colors, shapes, jewelry, and textures from tribes all over Africa. And she wants you to take notice, starting with the Black Panther suit.
I put a tiny triangular surface pattern all over the suit to give him texture, but that triangle is the sacred geometry of Africa. I call that pattern the Okavango pattern.
The concept for the suit came from Marvel's character designer, Ryan Meinerding. The details are all Ruth Carter and her team.
I felt that it made his suit have this character that would, in the wide shot, make him this superhero, but in the close-up, you'd see this beautiful pattern that would turn him into this African king.
There is a lot of thought behind every costume in this movie, like the ones for the Dora Milaje, the highest-ranking fighting force in Wakanda. They are all women.
Wakanda!
When you look at the costume, you see a military uniform. A military uniform that's not crafted for a man, it's crafted for a woman. It is bright red, and its color is inspired by the Maasai tribe or the Turkana tribe that wear this really beautiful, vibrant red. There's also a little gold and a little orange in their costume that represents the vibranium that is laced with within the fibers of the costume to make it strong. There's a brown leather harness that wraps the body of the Dora Milaje in a beautiful way that honors the female form. There's a tabard that runs down the front of their costume that's beaded in the tradition of Africa throughout the continent, as especially within the Turkana and the Maasai tribe. Because I really wanted this to have a feeling that if you were a aspiring Dora Milaje, if you were training and you were granted the position to be a member, that you would be presented with this honor and this beautiful uniform.
And then there are costumes that Ruth Carter and her team created to define a character, like Shuri, tech genius, and T'Challa's younger sister.
Shuri is this Tony Stark of Wakanda. She designs the suit.
I have some new tech to show you. It is lighter, it absorbs energy, and it's got some swag.
Very nice.
When we first meet Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri, she's wearing a traditional costume, and she shouts up to the rest of the community, and she's like, can we get a move on? This stuff is uncomfortable. So she told us right away that that's not where she comes from. We meet Shuri in her lab. And one of the biggest things was, how do we not put lab coats on people? It just seems like so cliche and so done. And I thought, let's just make her clothes. And we used fabrics that were kind of forward looking, you know, a little bit of mesh and overlays. I tried to find colors that were youthful. She didn't need to wear a lab coat. So her first dress is a white strapless dress, and we created the front of it to be this cylindrical round shape. And again, I was trying to connect shapes within Wakanda, so you see them repeat. So the bust area around the front of her white dress is just a round semicircle. And it's overlaid with a mesh white fabric that we ruffled along the back. And the ruffle wasn't a perfect ruffle. It was just kind of a ruffling of mesh fabric that just seemed different and really kind of okay. I learned from my experience on the Black Panther more than ever that costume design is art. I could communicate and tell stories through this wonderful medium of adornment. The adornment of Africa has always been a part of their beauty, from scarification to beadwork to woodwork. You know, I fell in love with it even more.
That was Ruth Carter, costume designer for Black Panther. If you want to see what some of those costumes look like, head over to npr.org/allthingsconsidered.